During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
I'm Lil Duval, and this is Conversations with Unc, the podcast. Today's guest is known for his online pranks, comedy sketches, and dry-ass interviews. Let's welcome Funny Marco.
Well, they got me in y'all world now, you know, but I think it was time for me to do it, you know, but I had to put a twist on this shit. Like, I'm more like your Unc. You know, that's what I'm going to be. You can come to me and talk to me about shit that you're going through in life, shit, advice, you know what I'm saying? Advice with anything. Not just your career, but life advice, you know? So that's what I'm here for. And this show here, I got a man that's on the rise doing his thing. He been busting it open on that social media, and now he's taking it to the next level, trying to get in that stand-up lane. Got my man Funny Marco. What's happening?
What's the deal?
What's up, man?
Question. I'm trying to drop the funny, though. How do you feel like that start? Because I've been in the game.
Dog, just give yourself a chance to grow. You ain't even... People just know who Funny Marco is. But I know you feel... And I already know where you at. In your mind, you like, all right, I'm tired. It's like doing a joke.
I'm 30 years old, though.
Okay, I'm Lil. It's still Lil Duval.
What is your real name?
Lil.
That's not your real name.
Now, my real name... I used to go by my real name in stand-up, Roland. That was my name.
Hell no.
Yeah, I mean, that is my name. I'm talking about, but I switched it to represent for my city.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? Nobody...
Sometimes I couldn't represent, like sometimes I might miss and don't say Duval in the interview. Mm-hmm. I'm like, so, damn.
So Duval stands for where you from?
Yeah, for where I'm from. So now, what I did, I put it in my name. So even if I didn't say it, they said it in my name. So it gave people inspiration for my city. And I look at Duval now, they say it everywhere. It's all over the world now.
But the world think that's your name, though. People that don't know.
That's all the point of me doing it. It wasn't for me. It was for the world. Like, when you see me, I want you to see Duval.
Can I see your license?
No, nigga.
Oh. Okay.
So what's up, man? What's been going on with you? How your life been going on? First and foremost, I don't want you to be like the funny Marco nigga.
No. I really got something to say.
I want you to be, what's your name? What's your real name?
I'm Marco Summers.
Marco Summers. I want you to be Marco Summers. Like, you talk to me when you try to call me on the phone and I just listen for five minutes and hang up.
Yeah.
You could talk to me now. This is your time to talk to your boy and ask me what you want to ask me about life, about your career and everything.
So I'm from Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
I got into entertainment because I couldn't keep a job. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, I was one of the people that couldn't do the work, but my personality got me to keep the job. So people,
they
can we cuss over here?
Yeah.
Okay. They fucked with me because of my personality, mm-hmm. but I was always on the edge at every job.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's when my last job was the water department. So that was the top job that you can have for the city. I was mm-hmm. working for the city. And I started doing social media, and there was jobs, and I was reacting to a lot of people's videos. And
you was using their social media?
Yeah, I was doing a lot of videos in the uniform at work.
Oh,
and they told me,
okay.
You can't do that. It was like, either you're going to quit or you're going to do social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened, I was like, all right, I'm just going to hit quit. I gave up my house and my car, and I went in and moved back with my mama.
In Kansas City?
Yeah, in Kansas City, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, and so with that, I just kept doing videos. Videos. I didn't even see no money.
How many years ago?
This was 2018.
Yeah, 2018. That long? Seems like it's been longer than that.
Yeah, it's
so right during Living My Best Life, when Living My Best Life.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. I actually did the video. You never replied back to my stuff, too. I did a video.
I probably did.
No, you did.
I probably didn't. I didn't say I did. Over,
and that's crazy that you did say that. Yeah, yeah. Because I sent you the video. I was doing videos to it. And I blew your DM up because I wanted
but
to get a
I'm be honest
post.
With you. I'm just
you got
starting,
a lot of videos.
I'm
though.
Be honest with you. I'm just starting to see you be funny though. You know what I'm saying? Because like I probably didn't think it was funny.
You told me you didn't like me when you first seen it. You said you don't like the shit I did. You said you ain't really into that.
I ain't. Still yeah. ain't. But I respect how you did your thing and used it as a platform and took it to
look
another level.
Please tag Duval. Look right there.
Please tag Duval. What year was that?
This was
2018.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Look, I said something back to you. Hit up Clay.
Yeah,
look,
that was it.
I said, hit up Clay.
But that was it.
See? See,
but you
I'm
didn't
a real
say
one.
To me, though.
I'm a real one, though.
You didn't say nothing to
All
me.
All you
though.
Said was yo.
But I was
Nigga,
trying
what
to.
What the fuck?
Because I wanted you to repost.
I said, hit up Clay.
I wanted you to repost my
I
shit.
Said, hit up Clay.
You did.
So, shit, ain't that a good person to hit
look,
up?
Look, tell me when you told me hit up Clay.
2018.
When
a
I
month
write
later.
You. When, no.
A month later?
No, you hit me 2019. It was a year.
Couple months.
No, that's a year later.
Later. But I hit you back.
2000.
But I hit you back.
I DM'd him,
but
y'all.
But did I hit you back?
Yeah, but listen, I DM'd you, you August back? 9th, 2018. You DM'd me back February 22, 2019.
Okay. What's the point? I kept it real. I didn't feel like talking to you. How did I treat you? Like I didn't know you?
Like a hoe?
Like I didn't know you. I treat like I didn't know you, like he's supposed to treat a person. You don't all know right. him. You don't just, like, if somebody come and act like they know you off top, they yeah. faking. I ain't okay. that nigga.
But you instantly show somebody love, though.
Huh?
You just instantly show somebody love.
I
knowing
always
somebody
show
is kind of overboard.
I try to show genuine love. I show it just if I feel it, I show it. Like, even when I post somebody, if they go viral, I want them to go viral and I move on. I yeah. don't do it just to say, oh, shit, I'm going to do this. And I put them on this. Mm-hmm. I do it just out of love and just for the universe. If mm-hmm. I like it, if I feel like something need to be put out in the ecosystem, that's what I do.
So question on you real quick. When your Instagram was down, did it bother you or you was just fine without it? Be
it
real.
Didn't bother me as far as who I am. Only thing bothered
did
me
Did you miss social media?
No, because I always had a backup plan to the backup plan. I always mm-hmm. know. I'm kind of in y'all DNA because I've been in this shit so long, so kind of grandfathered in y'all. So if y'all don't catch me there, y'all can catch me on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok. Only thing with Instagram, it fucked me up. I missed my hoes in my DM. Mm. I couldn't get to my hoes.
Okay.
And that's the shit I hated the most. Uh-huh. But other than that, I really wasn't tripping off of it. I like to entertain people off of it. And I know like I'm really like a gateway for our community a lot. Mm-hmm. And like I'm like the family member that everybody come, and whether they want to accept it or not, that's where everybody come, like the hub. And mm-hmm. but at the same time, if it's gone, it fucks up our whole eco. It don't just fuck me up. It fucked up all our
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, a lot of people knew you was gone.
Yeah, it fucks
they
up.
They miss you.
It just fucks up our whole ecosystem as one. You know yeah. what I'm saying? So that's the one. It do bother as far as that, but as far as me personally,
mm-hmm.
nah.
So another question, too, before me. upcoming, I say even me, upcoming comedians, when you're on tour, what about the women? Do you feel like, don't let it distract you after the shows, you know what I'm saying, meeting with different women? What do you feel like we should do? Like, should you have a little fun, get a taste
man,
of it?
Man, fuck all them hoes, just don't roll them.
But fuck sometimes it could distract you, though. You don't feel like, be honest.
It could distract you if you're a weak tender dick ass nigga.
Yeah.
You're a tender dick ass nigga, ain't you?
No, I'm emotional, so I know I don't really.
Okay, then.
I'm emotional to who I want to be to, though.
Man, but if you raw them hoes, if you raw anybody more than two times, you going to want to fight them. You going to want to fight.
Thank God I ain't got that in me, though.
What, raw?
Insecurity. Like, just like caring a lot.
But do you raw them?
I have before.
No, do you raw random bitches, though?
Nah, I stopped.
When?
Shit, it's been about 3-4 months.
You ain't shit. That's no, the same thing. All
right, now I'm done with the question. All right, so I started doing the videos. So my the random thing that happened to me is I remember on Thanksgiving, I started doing rap lyrics on people in the store. So I always wanted to do Walmart. What made me start doing videos is I used to see the people do the wigs videos. No shade to them. But it was just like people act how girls are. But I'm like, okay. It was like, let me show how niggas are. So I used to do the videos in public where I used to go out in public and my girl catch me cheating. And I was a cheating ass nigga, but she bought all my clothes. So she was like, hey, give me my clothes back. So I was doing the shit like, let me expose the nigga. Like, let me show you how the niggas be instead of how the girls be because I'm not a female.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing that in public and they start going viral. So even people, you know, like you, Shade Room, a lot of people were posting like, he dumb as hell. So then I used to comment like, tag me.
Hold on, you heard what you just said?
Yeah.
Even though I didn't reply to you in your DM what I did. I still was posting you, though.
No,
right?
No, but you didn't know it was me. You was like, dumbass nigga. You didn't know it because y'all thought it was real.
But I posted you?
You didn't give a fuck. Yeah. You was going hard on it. Like, you was dumbass nigga. Like, you know you.
Was you a dumbass nigga?
In the videos,
but
yeah.
But was you a dumbass nigga?
Yeah, in the video, yeah.
So
the scenario was.
So I did just what you wanted me to do, right?
But you didn't tag me.
No. You're right. I probably didn't.
Nobody knew it was me, though. Nobody knew. It was. That's what made me switch to the Walmart shit. Because nobody, when I started doing the videos, nobody knew it was me and I was complaining about. And my boy was like, why are you trying to do realistic videos and you want people to tag you? It's going to take away the realistics. If they know it's fake.
And that's what I used to. I don't think a lot of people, especially up-and-coming comedians, understand how that works. And mm-hmm. like they be wanting to get tagged for shit that don't matter.
Yeah, it
you
don't
know
matter.
What I'm saying?
Nah.
It don't matter.
What was your face card?
Honestly, you don't really ever need to get tagged.
Yeah, you don't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and when I don't tag people, it's kind of on purpose to help y'all because I know the people in the comments,
they're going to tag them
for them. So, because people don't like to be told to follow somebody.
Yeah, they don't.
They like to feel like they found
find
them themselves.
Discover.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's usually what I do, but people, they so thinking that the tag going to change their life.
No, it don't.
If I tag you, that means I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But if, like, perfect example, my man Jay Ski, I never tagged him.
I just found his page.
But everybody know this nigga, don't
they? I just found his page. I was like, he never tagged him, and then I went to his page.
But don't everybody know him?
Yeah.
They know him
but
more than
more. But it made me wonder where his page was, and
that's
I went to his page.
That's the psychological
get to see him
thing
fuck with
of
you
it.
As you fuck with him.
Yeah, but that's the psychological thing of it. It's to make you love this nigga, to love him who he is, and on your
it
own
don't
accord.
Forced. It don't look forced. Yeah. I agree with that.
It don't look forced. So finish telling me what happened.
So then after I wasn't getting tagged, I was kind of emotional about it. I was like, really?
Taking everything
personal. Hell yeah.
I was a fuck nigga to you at that time. That's what you were saying. This nigga's a hater.
As long as your security
nigga.
Ain't here, yeah. Because this security be putting in work. But then that made me, like, stuff like that, the stuff that you cry about helps you too at the same time once you realize that. So that gave me the momentum to go do a Walmart video and still keep it clean. With me doing Walmart videos, I still want to respect people and I want to mess with elderly people, but still keep them respectful. So mm-hmm. I was like, let me go do rap lyrics on people at Walmart while they shopping because they think in the shop and then get their feedback. So I did that. Mozzie, I know you know him, Gang Mozzie with the dress.
Yeah,
I did his first song and I did his whole song and then he reposted it. So, I sent it to him, like, oh, that was hard. So then I seen YG would comment under LL. I'm like, oh, let me go do his song. Then he reposted it. Younger May commented under his. I'm like, let me go do. So it was me watching, and I was going out there. Then I remember I was like, let me get out the music lane. And then I seen Kevin Hart do a stand-up set. I watched this whole stand-up set, and I took some of his punchlines and went and did it on people in Walmart, sent it to him, then he reposted it. So I remember my first bag I got, my promo bag was $10,000. And my manager, he was like, I got a promo for you, $10,000. Make it funny. It's with a waist trainer. And I instantly was like, what the fuck am I going to do with a waist trainer? So I'm happy about the money, but I was mad about where he putting me in. And he just signed up. He's like, nigga, you need money. You crying. You in Atlanta. You broke.
Exactly what yeah.
He like, just nigga, figure something out. Make it funny. So I'm like, fuck. I'm thinking like, what could I do with a waist trainer?
That's kind of like the cliche shit. This nigga selling waist trainer. I'll yeah, yeah, yeah. Waist trainer online. So you got to figure out. But it's $10,000.
Yeah. And cool. And one thing he did tell me is with promotion, I'm so glad that he did start this in my head. Don't be a promo ass nigga. Like, don't post on your page, follow this page, because people is going to water your brand now. If you do promotion, put your face in it, make it funny. So when I got that, I remember having that waist trainer, and I'm in Walmart, Louisiana, and I'm like, what the fuck can I do with this? So, and I went up to customers, and I'm like, do you got any more of these? And I say the brand, and the lady was like, no. And I'm like, okay, all right. If I force her and keep asking her, she going to cuss me out when I did it like that. And it went viral. Like, she was like, I ain't got, it was an old lady. She's like, I ain't got one of these, goddammit. What the fuck I just told you? And I'm like, bingo, got it.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I did it, though, the lady didn't like the video.
Let me ask you this. Who you had with you recording with you?
Like, it was a stud. This okay. stud that I met, if I could say the stud, like, whatever y'all, I love y'all. But it was her. I moved.
A bulldagger.
Yeah, well, oh, damn, that's even, I would I like,
that's
I
cool.
That
that's
stud.
What you call them. I oh, like okay. bulldagger better.
I like stud.
You like stud?
Bulldog sound like kind of like. Like ugly. You sound
no,
like you
no,
ugly.
No, bulldog is a...
It sounds like an ugly chick.
No, that's a nigga. Oh. That's a thug nigga. Like, she like your homeboy.
Yeah.
So finish telling the story.
But yeah, so that went, you know, went up. And but how I got to Atlanta was funny, though. I remember a random dude write me. He was like, you need a manager? You want to come to Atlanta? I'm like, yeah. I'm just like, nigga could have killed me. I don't know. I was ready to leave Kansas City. He was like, you know...
How old were you then?
I was 2018. In 2018, he hit me up Thanksgiving, right, going in 2019. He was like, you know Rihanna follow you? I'm like, nah. I'm like, damn, she follow me? He was like, yeah. He was like, you need a manager? He was like, man, let me fly you out to Atlanta. Like, and I'm like, okay, fly me out.
So you was one of the people answering anybody in your DMs that
yeah.
just said something.
I was happy.
That's
yeah.
God, man. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and then he got me to Atlanta. And
he flew you down.
Yeah, he flew me down here. Uh-huh. And I was staying with him and his girl. And I start to realize he wasn't that nigga. Like, as I'm staying with him, I'm like, how the... And then I end up running, I don't know if you know Ray Daniel. I ran into him,
uh-huh.
and he was like, I'm like, this that nigga. I need
yeah,
to...
that used to be with Rock City.
Yeah, I need to get next to him. So they end up getting next to him. So I feel like relationships got me far, being next to the right people, me doing my part. And when I got in the room, people respected me because I never brought up money. I never asked for it. I wanted to know how to get it.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy, and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected. Whether you're at home or on the go, you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. Connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G4U.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Paid by Up-Level Rewards. Paid participation required. Actor portrayal.
Attention all listeners. Are you ready to earn $750? Well, get ready because I'm about to introduce you to GetMy750.com, the ultimate way to earn. Here's the scoop. Instead of just streaming shows or playing games on your phone for nothing, you have the chance to earn additional cash. That's right. From trying out new subscriptions to playing your favorite mobile games, you can get extra cash in your pocket. Simply sign up at GetMy750.com and follow the instructions to start earning immediately. So, what are you waiting for? Turn your favorite apps into real cash with GetMy750.com. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to earn rewards for things you're already doing on your phone. Check out GetMy750.com today. That's right. Get started right now at GetMy750.com. Just go to GetMy750.com. Or Google Get My 750 Cash. Follow the simple instructions and get your $750. That's GetMy750.com. GetMy750.com.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
So now that you're here, fast forward, you where you are now, do you feel like you've accomplished shit now? Or do you feel like you're doing your thing? Where do you feel like you are as far as in your career right now, your personal?
To answer your question, I could say I came far, but I don't feel like I'm doing enough. You know, I always wake up and feel like, what if, I feel like I ain't enjoyed one moment yet of my career. It ain't been one moment I've been like I'm happy for this.
What do you mean by, like, you don't feel like you happy with what you're doing? Or you
nah,
feel
like, it ain't been one that just like, damn, I made it. It ain't been.
What do you consider making it? What's your?
I made it because I'm doing what I want to do. So I made it at that point, but I feel like now that I'm doing what I want to do, it's so much more that I want to do that I'm in doing what I want to do. That makes sense.
I get what you're saying, but why do you feel like you don't like what do you feel it's made? Like when you like what do you say like
me really? My made it is that movie premiere, red carpet weekend, people box office going to go see me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like that weekend, like, hey, box office.
But
to me, I just want one of them moments.
But let me say this, though. People don't go to the movies no more.
I know. But look, Michael B. Jordan, when they dropped that Creed, it go crazy. So one of them movies, if that's possible. But then again, them movies can go down. Then it's done. Right, then what's next?
No, you're right. That's going to happen. That's easy can happen.
Yeah.
Then what?
Right.
Cause I tell this to everybody. It's like the part that you want. That's the easy part.
Yeah.
The hard part is, all right,
after,
now what?
Yeah.
How can you be happy?
That's like
how
after you get famous. Then
yeah.
What? Then
yeah.
You get money. Then what?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's always a then.
Yes. And that's why I try to show through my life and who I am to show how to live life and be at peace after you do your thing or whatever. Because, I mean, we all when you grinding, you tunnel vision. You go straight there. Mm. But then next thing you know. You look back, you got everything you want, the money, the life, the career. And you're like, all right, what the fuck next?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where people go crazy. Or they be unhappy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do you know what happiness is? Your definition of happiness?
Taking care of people around me. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, because I make money from my people around me. Because
you have a lot of people?
I say a lot, and I'm bringing a lot more people.
When you say people, are you just talking about close, intermediate?
I say
family,
like my family, and also developing my family now. For instance, with my cameraman, my, you know, my friends that I am.
Do you consider Kansas City as a part of that too, or you just?
Yeah, I want to do a lot for my city.
Okay.
I do want to build, and I want to.
That's
build
what it's all about, man.
Yeah, I want to build a community center for the younger people. Fuck the older people, but I want to start with the generation like that. That
they don't say, fuck the older.
Yeah, they already done what they had to do.
Yeah, but
the younger people building a community center. And releasing that and cutting that shit, like cutting that tie, like, hey, we got this for the kids.
You got to do that, though, because nowadays, like you said, because you grew up in the era, or you came up on the era seeing the superstar in the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you're the superstar now.
Yeah.
You're the network. You create the Hollywood. You create your own Hollywood. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you already who you saying you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? It's just now initiating it and letting the pieces fall where they lay by planting them seeds. And you doing it.
Yeah.
You already the one. I won 20 years ago.
What's two people you look up to? That's a lie.
I look up to a lot of different people for different reasons. Like today I just posted, I looked up to Michael J. Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Just for how he resilient through life, even though what he been going through in life.
Mm-hmm.
Still was able to be happy, be joking about it, just be at peace. I look up to people about different things. You know what I'm saying? Everybody have different things in life that can teach you a lot.
That's
not just in just one field.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know?
some deep thinking. Because like now, I can say with stand-up, I'm happy that I did it.
Mm-hmm.
This opened a whole new lane in my career of longevity. Like, And it shows me that you can, touch the real, not just fuck the internet. If you can get out and really touch the real and make people,
really they
that shows who you really are. So, and I didn't want to do it at first. I wanted to do it mentally. I wanted to do it mentally. Like, because I grew up on stand-up. Like, for instance, watching you, 106 in Park, I just grew up with a lot of people talking live, seeing them live. We didn't have internet. I'm a 90s baby. You know what I'm saying? But watching that Comic View was the... Remember, old dude, I know you know this joke, but old dude said, your hairline so far back look like it's on somebody else's head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Who's
with
that?
The dreads, who's he died. That? He passed away.
Ronaldo Ray?
I think...
Tyler.
He had dreads.
Tyler
and he was
Craig.
An OG. He was
Tyler
an old
Craig.
Dude. He just seemed like he was drunk
passed.
All the time.
Yeah, Tyler Craig.
Yeah. But Tyler I grew Craig. Up watching straight stand-up raw. Like, I remember the day Bernie Mac show released. So I remember watching that. So with me... feeling like I have a special part of just seeing good energy, I was like, I wanted to do stand-up even before I started doing videos, but realized it's an art to it. And now that I hit the stage, it's like I really care about the people and how they think and what they're going to leave and how they feel.
How long you been doing stand-up now?
I say probably like 2 to 3 months. Yeah.
It's been longer than that, nigga.
No. On God.
Nigga, when I was handicapped, you was hitting me up talking about.
Yeah, but my first show, literally, I did, what was that, in Memphis? It was my first show that I really went out and did stand-up, like, with me actually on there with Baltimore. It was Baltimore. And that was,
That was by yourself or you opened up for Desi?
That was by myself. I opened up for Desi. That was the first one, honestly. When I opened up for Desi, when I did his show.
Yeah.
And I don't know when that was.
I remember you always come to me talking about, hey, man, I won't go on the road with you. But
yeah.
I mean, just, you know, I don't be taking you. I never took you serious.
Yeah.
You know, because you never serious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's always, there's a joke behind this shit.
Yeah.
You always try, which I get. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one thing with up and coming comedians. I don't like to knock where they at because they still on the journey.
I can say this is me, though. But I got to learn how to. Leverage it, because that's one thing Desi told me. Like you told me, I want to get you when we started. And that same thing Desi told me when I did this show. And it's just like, step in, being me, talk to me like if you talking to, like, you know, a businessman, you trying to buy a car, like, talk to me in that way, because you got to control your sense of humor, like, because it's ready to go, but push it back.
Put this
up here. So
not right now in your career, though.
Huh?
You shitting right now.
Stay
certain funny
stuff.
Marco, that's why you don't change your name right now.
Yeah.
He'll change.
But
I was, you know, you say you've been following me, you've been a fan of mine for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know my first joke about buy a girl a drink in the club.
Yeah.
I was tired of doing that joke 20 years ago.
Right.
But I didn't stop doing it till about 10 years ago. And I still do it if somebody in the crowd asks for it.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do it for.
Right. You know
what
I'm saying? Because we ain't got to see it live.
Yes, they never saw it live. It's just like, you might say, hey, man, do this shit. I'll be tired of this shit.
Yeah.
But you don't be tired of it. You know what I'm saying?
That's like Walmart. I hate when people tell me, go to Walmart. I was tired of it.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody bring up Walmart to me.
Yeah, but you know, the flip side of it, it's up to you to make them forget that.
Yeah.
That's why I gave them shit to forget.
Yeah.
To forget the old song to where they didn't have to. If they do want it, they want it. But if they don't, they go into something else. So that's up to you. You don't change. You don't change your name for them. You give them something to make them.
Yeah, respect
not,
you for that.
Yeah, to give them something else to not. It's just like. I was like, man, hey, man, you want to step off of doing that, what's the shit you do? The prank shit?
Yeah.
And then you evolved into the interview shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that made them not even give a fuck about that no more.
And if you go back to it, it's good because
it's good.
It didn't get dried out. You left it and you go back to it.
Yeah, you didn't run.
It's kind of like, I feel like that way about 50 Cent. He left rap.
Mm-hmm.
And he started doing that. Like, he don't have a flopping album. So if he go do it, he go do it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? So leave it before it leave you.
Not even just leave it. It's just evolve. You know what I'm saying? Right. Evolve before the shit run over you. You know what I'm saying? It's just like everything in life. You know, some people, the people that came from Common View, they didn't understand how to evolve into social media.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they got stuck over there in the Common View. It's just like people in social media don't know how to evolve into something else.
Yeah.
That's why they get stuck on social media. You see what I'm saying? You just got to know how to move before the shit move past you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what you do. I know that you don't let some shit like, all right, I'm going to keep doing this shit. I'm going to keep. You don't beat that horse dry.
And you know what's crazy? It's a gift and a curse because some people miss that too. But
you
got
to know how
stuck.
To do it though. You got to know how to let go and know how to give it to them every now and then. That's just like sometimes, like I might say something like, say for that, I might say poor asshole. You know, people might hear me say it so much. When I do a show live, they want to hear me just say it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I give them something just to say it, just to satisfy that crave. Even like they, like the song about Buy a Girl a Drink in the Club, the song I was telling you about, it's a joke. If you hear a joke a couple times, you really don't want to hear it, but you think you want to hear it.
Yeah.
So I have to do it for you in a way to make you satisfy you, but at the same time, no, I'm not going to get back the satisfaction that I want it.
Yeah,
you
see what
I'm
saying? Yeah,
so you just got to.
Pleasures in both sides.
Yeah. But it's still a win because they asking for you or they want you like that. Let them tell. Like, it's just like me. I never took off Lil Duval, but people call me Duval.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They did it. You know what I'm saying? Or they might call me Unk. They might call. I transition.
I can say it's kind of like Bow Wow. Hey, just changed Sean Moss.
Yeah,
and they just didn't give him time to, let's get you to Sean Moss, the actor. Like, get into it. And he just changed it automatically. Like, call me this.
Yeah,
so I get what you're saying. Because it was like, nigga, I'm still calling you Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Because I ain't seen the Sean Moss yet.
Yeah. It's like, nah, I'm not finna stop calling you Lil Duval. Lil nigga.
If you do something, I do a movie role. In my movie role, it's like the actor Marco Summers.
Yeah,
like, okay, that's Marco.
He'll evolve.
Yeah, because I'm still on social media, and the social media is Funny Marco.
Yeah, that's still your bread and butter at the end of the day. That's still what people know you for. All that opened the doors for everything else.
Yeah.
You never stop that.
Yeah.
Don't quit your day job.
Yeah.
So what else you got? Because I'm kind of tired of talking to you. How long we been talking?
All right, so we almost done. One more question.
Is this my podcast or this nigga? This nigga just interviewed? We just did the whole interview for you, huh?
So look. One more question. So the thing I got personal in my house that I need advice with, it's with kids. So
how many kids you got?
I got two, but I got one. She's a 4-month-old, and the baby mama is. She ain't letting me see the baby right now because of her decision. And with me, I went through that before with fighting and trying to get it with my first baby, and it was draining. It was like, you know, I want to be here. You know, I provide.
You want me to tell you what to do?
What?
Put yourself on child support. Put yourself on child support while you can and it's low. Put yourself, where she at?
She, right now, she just went to California.
Oh, shit, you done fucked up. No, she done. You done fucked up.
How I fuck up? What happened?
California's the worst place to be for child support. She know what she doing.
Oh, that's what she like?
Yes. She's going over there to get the most she can. They take the most.
Yeah.
Ask anybody. She, Shit, Google what people paying in child support out there. Your average person. Hey, figure it out. Mm. Shit. I ain't got no advice for that.
It's time to wrap the show up, huh?
Yeah.
I got to make some calls.
Yeah, you might.
No.
Unk, I don't want to put you out there like that,
though. As what? You just told me something. I mean,
yeah,
hopefully
it don't
happen.
I don't want to trigger no shit to cause more shit, like how lawyers play and all that shit.
I mean, I'm broke.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Yeah. I don't know.
Rich broke.
That's one thing I can say. People about you, you make money, but you make it in your own way. You do what you want to do. Only people I feel like the social media know, you got a plane and you just be on the island.
And the only reason you know that is because I want
you
people
sure.
to see it.
Yeah.
I want people to be inspired.
But we don't know where your money being. All right, I ain't gonna say nothing.
Yeah,
but we know.
Chill.
I mean, y'all know it's there.
Chill. Nah. But I'm blessed. I mean,
you don't a lot of money.
You don't be in this
so
game
much
for 20.
Money.
You'll be in the game for 24 years
so
this long.
Money.
Stop saying that, nigga. Goddamn. Shit, I'm just blessed, man. I got a lot of people to take care of. I got a community to take care of. Shit, and I do it. But other than that, anything else you want to ask me before we get out of here, man?
Where do you think the Jaguar is going this year?
Oh, no, we doing our thing. I see it. Key heat my ass, man.
Nah, I fuck with
just
y'all.
Just because y'all got Kansas. You,
y'all
you
almost
Kansas
ended
City,
us.
Right?
I'm saying, y'all a good team.
Don't
yeah,
you
I
owe me $500? Yeah, give me my money, bro.
How we end it?
Thanks for listening to another episode of Conversation with Unk with me, Lil Duval. We out this bitch.
Yeah.
Don't miss an episode of Conversations with Unk. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcast. Conversations with Unk Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network, and our executive producer is Dolly Bishop, and produced by Aaron A. King Howard.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes. Real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with the AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.